Inspectorate of Boilers. The main responsibility of this organization is the implementation of the Boilers Act 1923. Now, this particular inspectorate is only responsible to look after the implementation of the act when it comes to Boilers Act 1923. Office of the Chief Inspector, Shop and Establishment. It has been established in most of the states for enforcing the provision of the Shops and Establishment Act, which have been state enactments. Now, this particular act, that is Shops and Establishment Act, prevails in majority of the states, but then the criteria of this particular act may change state to state. Now, this particular inspectorate is responsible for the implementation of Shops and Establishment Act in their respective states, considering those criteria designed by their own states. In most states, the acts are implemented by regular personnel of the Labor Department, but in few others, the responsibility has been entrusted on local bodies also. Directorate Employment and Training, the similar kind of unit we had in the main ministries also. So the main ministry also looks after the employment and the training criteria of the workforce, but here it comes to state level. So every state can have non-statutory programs which will help them to boost up this training culture in their particular states. This organization primarily looks after the operations of employment exchanges in their state, industrial training institutes again in their state, vocational guidance programs and some other institution restricted to their own states. The activities of the directorate are essentially governed by the policies, standards and procedures set by the central directorate. General Employment and Training. So, as we have discussed, there is one common or directorate employment and training at the central level. So, they have laid down certain standards. So, this state level directorate employment and training also has to follow or keep in mind guidelines given by the central directorate employment and training. Other activities of the organization are employment market information. That means the labor market information, actually the labor force information, how many skills, skilled labor, unskilled labor are required by the industry, how many are available, where is the gap, identification of gap, researching on the gap, collecting data and information regarding the gap, providing recommendations and solutions to fill this gap, etc. becomes the primary responsibility of Directorate Employment and Training. The training wing of the department also looks after the implementation of Apprentice Act 1961. Now, when we talk about Apprentice Act 1961, to understand that in simple, they are actually trainees working in the company or organization. So, rules and regulations regarding this apprentice, that is, they are basically on the practice in particular industry. They are doing practice of their education that they have taken, a formal education. Now they are practicing it in the industry. So what all are the rules and regulations for an apprentice? Generally, the directorate functions independently of the organization of labor commissioner. Directorate Medical Service. Now, in the main ministry, we had a better understanding on autonomous bodies. So, ESIC stands as an autonomous body. Under that, there is employee insurance, ESIC. When we talk about it, generally deals with the medical sickness and other benefits related to health, and which may be cash or cashless in nature. So here the primary objective of this ESIC is to protect the employee from having this extra burden when it comes to illness, sickness, maternity, etc. The main responsibility for the operations of medical benefit under the Employee State Insurance Act 1948 lies with the state government. which are required to make available the service of the medical and paramedical personnel. So now when we talk about medical benefits, so here they are being provided a list of hospitals and doctors they can approach and wherein they can get free services. So when it comes to employees to approach hospitals or doctors, they should be available in the nearby area. So state will be in a better position to provide this type of list to their employees, and they will be in a better position to implement this very smoothly and efficiently in their own states. In most of the states, a special wing has been established for the purpose. As the medical benefit under the ESIC scheme has been extended also to the family members of the insured person. Now when I talk about this insurance, it is a common contribution of employers and employees. So not only employees are benefited out of it, but this benefit is extended to their family members and dependents. And superannuated employees, the responsibility of the state governments in this regard has increased. So because it is not only restricted to employees, there are large number of employees, and it is extended to the families of the employees, here the number becomes very large. A director, administrative medical officer or chief medical officer under the labor department has been made in charge of this particular area or wing. Social Security Directorate. A few states have established Social Security Directorates for implementing certain social security schemes for the poor, unorganized workers. Now when we talk about unorganized workers, these are workers who are not in the organized sectors or organized industries. So talking about this class of people who are not that privileged when it comes to organized workers, so a special wing is being assigned to or designated to look after such poor and or organized workers. Rehabilitation of bonded laborers. Earlier we had bonded laborers. That means that particular labor is being bought for some amount of rupees, and that labor will work for his whole life for a particular employer. But now that is no more in this scenario. And what happens is, in due course of time, there is too much this labor have faced mentally. So now they are looking forward to prohibit this bonded labor system, but at the same time the bonded laborers who were working since many years under one particular employer, so now they are trying to make them stabilized through rehabilitation programs. Implementation of interstate migrant workmen, regulation of employment and conditions of services under the Act 1979 is also being taken care of by this Social Security Directorate. Again, implementation of National Old Age Pension Scheme, that is pension scheme. Pension is provided to those retired or superannuated people who leave the organization and now needs a minimum amount of money for their livelihood. So pension scheme is designated or implemented for those old age people to live with dignity. So they don't have to ask for money and they don't have to be dependent on others. National Family Benefit Scheme and National Maternity Benefit Scheme. Talking about adjudication authorities, these are the authorities which are set up to have a smooth implementation of the policies, rules designed by the other organizations. So these are ultimately to help them implement their laws and acts in the particular state. The state government have also constituted labor courts and tribunals under the Industrial Dispute Act. So now when we talk about conciliation officer, that is labor commissioner who is acting as a conciliation officer, arbitrator. So now when we talk about those, if the disputes are not being settled, we have tribunals wherein we can approach and we can have justice. Not only the employee, but the employer also benefits if he is genuine on his part. So here, before approaching to the labor court, we have tribunals set up. So that may be industry tribunal, that may be that state tribunal, and ultimately we have a national tribunal. So these are the authorities which are, to help and to implement and to bring industrial peace within that particular state. The state government have also constituted labor courts and tribunals under the Industrial Dispute Act 1947. And a few of them have set up other education authorities such as industrial courts and wage boards under state laws. Apart from above machineries, the state governments have also set up tri-party standing evaluation and implementation committee. Now, when we talk about tri-party formulation and implementation, so it has a representative employer and an employee who comes together, and here they are all responsible not only for evaluation but also for the implementation. So this committee basically is comprising of three parties coming together and looking forward to implementation of such policies. Minimum wage advisory boards. Now, this advisory boards or committees, look after collecting of information in the market. Now, they do lot of research to understand that what should be the minimum wage given to an employee so that that particular employer work employee or the worker can easily, justify to his basic needs. So this particular wage advisory board advises the central government on settling down the criteria of Minimum Wages Act. And a few of them, labor advisory boards, labor welfare boards and standing committees for a few industries. Now here all the boards that we are talking about, wage advisory, welfare advisory, so these are generally working on collection of data and suggestions or recommendations on the improvement of the existing law or act. So we already have an act on minimum wages, right? But here this board will have a continuous collection of information and data. And so we come to know that with the increase in inflation, with the increase in prices of the product, are we justifying this minimum wages? Okay, so here they are giving advices, suggestions based on their research. So for every different unit, they have such advisory boards who do the research and come up with creative suggestions and recommendations which help to improvise the existing acts. Evaluation and suggestions. The workload of the machineries involved in the labor administration has continuously increased due to expansion of labor laws and rules. So, increased number of labor laws, increased number of organizations dealing into this labor laws. So, when there is a continuous process of improvising the whole industry or industrial relation, we have increased number of rules, policies, regulations, acts and laws. So, when this increases, at the same time, the machinery also has to expand. However, the functionaries involved in it have been numerically inadequate. So, according to the study, it is being observed that there is increased number in the acts, laws, rules and regulation, but then there are no enough number of people who can implement this and who can have control or check on this. So, there are inadequate number of employees or say people or working in such committees. Strength of the inspecting personnel should be increased. That means inspector should be given more powers and authorities so that the employers are really in a mood of implementing laws into their factories. Because if inspectors are not given with the appropriate powers and authorities, the employer would really not mind breaking the rules again and again. Rationalization and decentralization of labor administration is required with increasing association of workers and employers organization. So when we talk about decentralization, that is some labor administration personnel should be given more powers along with the responsibility. they should be given more powers to take decisions on their own. Because when it is centralized, it becomes very delayed. You know, one decision to be taken on one end, then, approvals and procedures are so long that there is so much of delay in taking decisions. So, when there are delay in decision making, people or employee lose trust in the mechanism. So, to have this effective or more effective, what can be done is from the centralized approach wherein, Parliament is the only authorized person to give approvals. Here we should have a decentralized approach in the different administrations. They should have power and authority to take decisions on their own so that they are taken faster and implemented faster. Association of Workers and Employers Organization. Labor administrators are assigned multifarious functions. The result is widespread violation of the provisions of labor laws and rules, particularly by small and scattered employers. So now it becomes very difficult to trap all those small units and employers which are dislocated in various areas. So the earlier point that we have discussed, that are inadequate number of personnels to deal when it comes to scattered and small units. Procedures involved in prosecution and cognizance of offense under labor laws and rules involve genuine difficulties before the enforcing personnel. Now, when we talk about delays, see, sometimes the delays are genuine. But as we discussed, that employee over a period of time will lose trust in the machinery if it takes too long. So, here we need to, do it little faster by adopting decentralization, by hiring more personnel, and not only hiring more personnel but giving them authority to take decisions on their own. Inspectors are required to file and conduct prosecution or claim cases of prescribed authorities. Labor cases before judicial magistrates continue to get the least priority. Very often inspecting officers are summoned to produce evidence even after they are transferred to the other places. Now what we are discussing here is the power of inspectors. Now whenever an inspector is inspecting some industry, they are always under some political pressures as well. They are being transferred if they genuinely reproduce or produce the evidence against the employer. So here the suggestion given is, though the inspector is transferred from one place to another, but when the inspector has filed the summons against the employer, they should be still considered after transfer also. Punishments prescribed for violation of labor acts are very low. That means though many employers and organizations are continuously violating the acts and the laws, rules, regulations set up by the for the labors, but then there are no strict actions or punishment taken against them, and so they are still awaiting from implementation of such laws and acts in their industries. Effectiveness of labor administration depends on skill and efficiency of the administrating personnel. So here we are talking about those personnel or those people who are sitting on the higher end, higher authority, who are responsible for smooth implementation of the policy. So they need to be little stronger on their part. This requires proper selection and training, and for this whenever the selection is concerned for such administrative positions, that should be qualitative in nature. And once they are being selected, they should be properly trained on how to administer the particular unit or particular state. Labor administrators have to operate in a variety of areas, witnessing regular changes. So there are so many changes happening, and there is so much happening very fast in nature. So the communication process somewhere is not helping the people on the other end to understand the policy and implement the same. The existing arrangement of their training has not been systematic and up to the requirement of the needs of the situation. So there needs to be some changes, effective changes, when it comes to training of such personnel. persons recruited to the junior most technical post should spend more time with an office of an industrial association and well organized office of a trade union. They should be familiar with working of the industrial establishments and visit the dwelling places of workers. So when we are talking about junior most technical post, so your people who are appointed are really not aware about what is the scenario in industrial relations. So they should be given more exposure to it, not only in the offices, but by visiting the actual places where the employees are the sufferers, so that they understand the real situation. New incumbents in senior positions should attend collective bargaining sessions, trade union meetings and discussions organized by trade unions and professional organizations. So not only the junior most who are appointed, but we are also talking about the people who are just going to occupy senior positions. So here they also need to have a real exposure of what is happening on the field. So they need to actually attend the trade union meetings. Whenever there is some collective bargaining happening, they should go and attend that particular session so they understand it better. Giving greater independence to tri-party board, corporations and other bodies, making available relevant information to the parties about the position of their legal and other rights and obligations will also make the wing more effective. Establishing effective coordination among different agencies and functionaries operating in the field of labor administration. So when we look at the labor administration hierarchy, so it is very complex in nature. So it becomes very difficult to understand what are the roles and functions restricted to that particular administration, and there is too much lack of coordination among these different wings. So they are exactly not in a position to understand what are their main roles and functions and how they are supposed to, you know, perform them. So there should be better clarity and coordination among different departments of the labor administration. Establishing clarity and transparency in labor policies and program and their execution. Who is responsible to do what? In this particular topic, we have understood that how a state goes about formulating the policy, implementing the policy in different areas of concern, and we have also studied about some suggestions based on evaluation that further how it could be made more effective by proper communication, proper recruitment, training, coordination, etc. So further to this, if the administration of any state or country is strong, it won't be that difficult to implement labor laws in the country or the state, and one could easily achieve the primary objective of industrial peace. Thank you very much.